WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Hey, good morning, Mike. WSHN 738.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, I went to Lowe's again and bought another 25 bags of that mulch. I should have enough to do everything now.
Yeah, copy.
Today was the last day of that sale, so I figured I'd do it. It was sunny yesterday. It was kind of 38, but at least it was sunny.
Yeah, you were saying that, so.
I think it's going to be warmer today, but they think there's a chance of rain, so I didn't really want to mess around with it, so. Strike while the iron's hot, and I only had yesterday and today to do it, so I figured to get it out of the way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you don't want to do that stuff in the rain. It's pointless. Yeah, I didn't hear nothing about rain today. Well, probably will be in the afternoon sometime.
No, I guess not. I don't see any rain, so you just never know.
Well, yeah, everything here is very unpredictable. You never know.
Saturday looks nice. And then just about all week long rain, except a week from Friday. So, I mean, that's what they're saying right now.
Yep. Okay. Alrighty then.
Now, there's supposed to be a ceasefire over there, but I'm wondering if... Iran is still shooting missiles at Israel.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The headline here, it says we're supposed to have like a double-sided ceasefire, whatever the hell that means.
Well, that means they think we don't shoot and they don't shoot.
Well, you know how the Iranians are. They don't. They don't like to negotiate. I'd rather fight to the bitter end.
Hey, your choice. Yeah, they shot a couple of missiles off right after the ceasefire within an hour. You know, I'm like, they must not want it too bad.
No, it's funny. Every leader they put into power ends up getting blown up.
I'm familiar with that mentality, trust me.
You're talking about when someone tries to throw a new piece of scat, you know, at you, it always backfires.
Well, you know, hard-headed individuals, I'm familiar with the both types of people.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's kind of like what they're dealing with over there, right? Not too far different.
That's very true. It's almost like one and the same.
All right, I'll be back in a minute here to the SHM 738.
All righty. WRWB 49. We'll be here. Stand by.
All right, I got about 10 minutes. I'm going to jump in the shower. Anyways, Sam, are you in here? Still sleeping.
It seems like, yeah. Yeah, I had to do the same thing, man. Start early today. Again, it's no big deal.
I never mind starting early as long as you get off early, you know what I mean?
In my case, it's overtime.
Yeah, or that. That don't hurt the pocketbook.
Not at all. I don't mind it. So, but yeah, I got to go back early again today, so get that out of the way. No big deal, though. It sure beats sitting at home all day.
This is true. Yeah, it's saying they keep shooting them missiles off. And that's what they say about those guys. Again, people we're kind of familiar with, they're liars.
Yeah, those people are not to be trusted at all costs. You know, they're very unpredictable people. And if they don't do the job, they hire some, like, dirty rats to do it, you know, like, say, Hezbollah. And they go around and spread terror.
Right. Even the Iranians, too.
That's what I'm saying. You know, that's what they do. If it's not them using Palestine or Hezbollah from Lebanon, they're off using their own people against themselves, essentially.
Yeah, even the Iranians, too. I think over here we call it Hezbollah. Well, they should be just a couple of days away from landing back on Earth, that Artemis 2 thing.
Yeah, I did see that. They got to go all the way around the moon, and then they were going to use the gravity to slingshot them closer to Earth.
Yeah, I think they're just a couple of days away. They already did that part over the weekend, I think, and so they're certainly on their way back.
Well, that's a good thing. They did say, though, you know, the moon, man, if you were to live on there, there's no atmosphere, so anything that falls into the Earth or, you know, gravitational pull, it's coming down, it's going to leave a big crater. Well, I'm going to start getting ready here. So I will catch you in a little bit.
Yeah, sounds good, Mike. It's about time I start getting ready as well. I'll talk to you in a bit. WSHM 738.
All right, WRWB 49.
cutting real soon.
Morning, Paul, WSHF 567.
Yeah, good morning, WSHM 738.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Paul, WSBT 754.
Good morning.
Is it Friday yet?
Well, I don't know. Not yet. But we're getting closer.
What the astronaut said.
You got me on the way back.
You've already touched down.
No, he didn't.
They did. They showed it on the news.
Huh? They're about halfway between the Earth and the Moon. What are you talking about?
Well, they just showed it on the news. I'm touching down. I don't know. Maybe the news is wrong. I don't know. They just showed them landing.
Yeah, where'd they land at?
I don't know. It looked like some big old field. It wasn't water.
I think they're landing in water. You watching some AI video of some Hezbollah guy or something over in Iran.
Oh, I'm watching Fox 2 News, Paul. And they said that they landed safely.
What do you think about all this, Charlie?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Unless they were standing on the gas pedal, I think they got another day at least.
Yeah, one more day after today. It's a 10-day mission. It takes 3 days to get from here to there. I don't know what the heck you're watching, Sam, but I'll try to verify that. But I just did a checkup this morning over my coffee, and they're about halfway in between the Earth and Moon right now. But I'll just double-check my sources, though. If I got to call down to Florida at Cape Canaveral and straighten them guys out, I'll do it.
I was just telling you what I saw. I don't know if it was them. It could have been another one.
I'm glad these guys don't live down in Florida. They'd be jamming Cape Canaveral.
They still wouldn't care.
Well, I didn't say they'd care or not care. I'm just saying what they do. And that's a natural born fact. Pretty damn shameful.
I hate getting up this early in the morning to go to work. I can't imagine doing it just to jam a radio.
Well, I doubled with you and we keyed up at the same time. What was that? Go ahead.
I said I hate getting up this early in the morning to go to work. I can't imagine doing it just to jam a radio.
Yeah, well.
Stupidity is real.
And it can't be fixed either.
Well, sure it can. A couple more of them need to pull a shifter.
Remember when they first sent spacecraft into space, what they used?
As in the rocket name?
No. The thing inside the spacecraft.
You got me.
It was a monkey. Too bad they still don't do that. I could get him a job.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The chimpanzee. I think I remember his name. It's right there, too. He had a name.
Was it Bobo?
I can't think of it. I remember that.
Yeah, first living being in space, you know. Nobody talks about him today. Was it Yuri Gagarin?
Wasn't he the first human? I know he's pretty famous over in Russia. Wasn't he the first human up in space?
I think so, yeah. Definitely one of their national heroes, for sure, but we beat them to the fake moon, though.
You got better studios.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you later.
All right, see you, Sam.
See you, Sam.
Doubled with Sam, so I don't know if what I said came through or not.
No, you didn't.
No, I said, well, maybe going back a couple subjects ago, I said, maybe that wouldn't work. The chip would probably outsmart him.
That would not be a bad thing. Send him up, forget how to get back.
Yeah, I got a bunch of popcorn for sale. I was buying a bunch of popcorn because I thought Trump was going to obliterate Iran, but I guess there was a ceasefire in place, even though the old miner kept shooting rockets over. You know.
Yeah, they need to figure out what they're doing, man. This gas is too much. If my cheap spot up here is still low, I'm going to dive off.
That was a ceasefire. Let's see who breaks it first. I think Mike's got an early departure, so he's probably scrambling to get out the door here.
Yeah, I didn't hear him yesterday afternoon. I didn't call out. I got out of there a little bit late. They're doing time studies and stuff, man. I got hung up. I missed my last break. Worked a little bit late.
Time studies?
Yeah, they're... You know how everything's new and they gotta have... Yeah, I'm gonna dive out here in just a second. Gas is still cheap. You know, they're timing parts and all kinds of stuff. It's all DOD government crap. All right, I'm going to step out, Paul, WSBT 754.
All right, WSHM 738.
Kind of crazy getting happy about spending $3.79 a gallon for gas.
I've seen a place for $3.70, $3.69. It's like, hey, I just filled up last night. I never let it get too far under a half tank, but don't you fret. It's coming down. World peace is in order. They just signed the agreement yesterday. An hour later, they were shooting missiles off at Israel.
I guess Israel didn't sign.
Well, that situation ain't ever going to be fixed. I think there's only one way to fix it. Some people have hard heads in life, Charlie. There ain't no fixing them.
Yeah, and the hardest one lives on Pennsylvania Avenue.
He's a different guy this time around. The problem is, you know, to be honest, I mean, if somebody else was doing the kind of things he's doing right now, talking about going after Greenland and going down to other countries and snatching a guy up, yeah. going to have to deal with the aftermath 3 years later when he's gone.
Yeah, well, I hate talking politics, and I ain't this side, I ain't that side. I'm just sick of the whole mess. This country is so divided right now. I don't know what's going to take to fix it.
Yeah, I don't know if there is any fixing it but Father Time. And I'm not a big political guy neither. I'm just stating fact, right? I've never seen anything going on like this in the world. And I've been on this earth for 63 years, so I only worry about the little ones moving forward.
Yep, that's who I worry about, the grandkids. Man, they got a tough road to hoe, man, coming up. All right, Paul, while I'm here parked, I'm going to go in and make the coffee. I see my boss isn't here today. Yay!
All right, you have a good one. Enjoy your Wednesday.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by in the mobile.
SHF 567, good morning, Mike. I'm on the video chat, so I really can't talk, but I wanted to reach out and say good morning.
Good morning there, Steve. Thank you.
morning all. WSBT 710 wishing everybody a safe day. Clear and listening.
You are WB 49 and we're standing by.
Hello, hello, 1-2, 1-2, hello. Hello, 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 1-2, 1-2, test, 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 hello.
WS FF330 mobile.
How are the IOC waiting? Station 329. Station 329. WIOC waiting.
Hey, Jack. WRFK, they're in my eye. I can't talk to you right now. I got my capacitor in the carpet. I'm trying to find it. So I talk to you a little bit later when I find it. Yeah, but I just want to see how you're doing, that's all. I'll talk to you later. WIUG48.
WSPT754, and you out there, this is WRWB49.
Afternoon, Mike, WSPT754.
What's going on, man?
Just getting down the road. Get the heck out of town. How about you?
One more stop and then I'll be done. And that'll be it.
Hey, did you start early this morning?
Yeah, but it's going to be overtime, so.
Yeah, I didn't hear you out here this morning. Paul said you might have been working early.
That's right. That's right.
You're a little bit on the edge. You were better before, and you're just in a weak spot, I think. Good afternoon, Charlie. Mike? Yes, I think I said he was in there curling his hair, getting ready to head out the door for work.
I thought you said he was ironing his skirt.
I didn't say that. Hey, I'll just say this. At least he's going to work.
Yep, you definitely got a point there. Whether it's in a pink tutu or blue jeans, at least he's going to work.
Thanks, Mike.
There's ways to be attending or a step, so anyways.
I'm actually getting home kind of late. I had some things to do, and I'm just getting ready to pull in the garage here. I'm going to go hide behind my 76 bags of mulch, because that's what they say I do.
Dang, that sounds like a lot of work, man.
Yeah, I brought 50 bags home 2 days ago. And I don't think I got enough, so it was on sale. This is last day, and I figured I'd go pick up 25 more bags. Actually, 26 yesterday, so. Although today was a nicer day to do it all. It's beautiful out compared to the last 2 days. Anyways, that doesn't stop me, you know. It is what it is. All right, let me say good afternoon to you guys. I want to head in and get out of these clothes. When you paint lines on the road all day, you know, you get dirty. All right, we'll see ya. Charlie, Mike, have a good one. WSHM 738.
See ya.
We'll catch you later.
Yeah, don't feel bad, Mike. I wear capri pants and Crocs to work.
But I put my pants on, there's no camel toe showing, so anyhow.
All right then. Yeah, a little nicer today than yesterday. It's getting better and better, I'll take it.
It's pretty warm out here. Well, it's 48 right now, but yeah, it's not so bad. I'll take it.
WSMB 752.
Afternoon, Willie.
Hi, Charlie. You guys are sounding all right. Just went by the rest area here. Just been sitting here listening there and wanted to say good afternoon and another hump day gone.
By the rest area, it is, signal is it's still booming in there. Loud audio, good signal. Maybe it's just the antenna you're using there, Charlie.
Sean's got a much bigger antenna on his vehicle than I do. I just got that little dual bander. What one do you got, Sean? That big thing.
That's a big dual bander. I forgot exactly what it is, but it makes my car look like a remote control car. Yeah, I'm just going under the St. Clair Highway right now.
Yeah, that's normally when I totally drop right out. Unreadable.
Right now, he's still booming in there. Well, we know it's not a MFJ product.
No, I think it's a diamond. Yeah, it's a diamond antenna. I'm pretty sure it is. I don't know what it is. It's new, too. I think it's like a diamond of 7900, I think it is.
I'm running right now. And let me tell you, I've only had this thing for like less than a year, and it's already got rusted.
Yeah, it's called a Super Gainer SG7900. That's what it is. Yep, Super Gainer SG7900.
I think the one I got is one of them little trams, little short guy. It's not very big at all. I'd have to get rid of the other antenna, the 10, 11 meter one, and go to something like that, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, this thing seems to work really well. I can talk back into town. I could talk to Gene on the Simplex. And half of those guys in Port Huron right from my work parking lot. And Dad's got the same one on his truck. And when I was home that week when I was sick, I talked to him on Simplex from my house to his house, or my house to his truck sitting at work. So, yeah, it seems like it's a good antenna. It's just not as high as I would like it to be because it's on my truck lid. So your antenna's probably higher since it's on top of the truck. Your truck sits a lot higher than my little car does.
But it has zero gain, man. Zero gain whatsoever, so I got it because it wasn't as huge, you know. But I might have to do something a little bit better, I guess.
Yeah, especially if you're out here more than the other one, I would do the same thing. So over to you there, Mike, WSFP75. Name is Sean, by the way.
We've talked before, and, you know, so, yeah, you were out here, what, about a month ago or so?
Yeah. I've been out here a few times. I was sick and off of work for a week and a half, and never hooked up one radio, so I go in and out of the house with it. Need to get another one of these radios, so. And where is it? I'm just coming up. I'm just starting to actually lose the receiver. It's pretty bacon fine. I'm not sure how well I'm coming into it, but yeah, I'm already past 182 there. I'm just going by his house. It's going by the Wadham's Texas. So I'm going to clear on out of here, listen out the rest of the way. And good talking to you, Charlie. You too there, Mike. You guys have a safe time.
John, catch you later, buddy.
Yep, we will talk to you later. Catch you out here tomorrow morning. It's going to be out here.
Yeah, Mike, I think I was telling you about that big sky loop antenna. Sean's the one that has that now behind his house above a cornfield. This thing's like 550-foot long piece of wire into a square above this cornfield behind his house. Man, that thing just kicks butt on HF.
I can believe it. You know, and I'm sure he's got a hook to an antenna,
too,
obviously.
Yeah, it goes into a 9-to-1 balun, and then coax from there. And twin lead off the loop into a 9-to-1 balun, I think. And then coax from there into the house. And it's a pretty decent run. I'm not sure if he's got an external tuner. He must have an external tuner. Well, yeah, that thing rocks, man. Just rocks. Gets him down to 116, and he just booms, man.
One time, you know, I helped my friend put up his, what do they call that, G5RV. And, yeah, he was having a field day with that.
Yeah, I need to get something back up. I had a G5RV up for a while, and then I was expecting to do some yard work, and I took it all down so it wouldn't be in the guy's way. And then they ended up doing the street, so the guy didn't come and do the yard that he was going to do. He's going to run some drain tile and haul in dirt and level out my yard, but I ain't never heard back from the guy, so... But I took it down so it wouldn't be in his way. It was tied off to my fence and everything, and I just never did put it back up, so I didn't have anything but 10 meter all winter long.
Yeah, roger. Yeah, this one he had, it was all homemade. I mean, with ladder line and, of course, you know, the coil and all that, the coax.
Same mine. I made mine up. They're pretty simple to make.
You can buy them. You know, I think you can buy them already complete. But sometimes, you know, it makes it more fun, you know, to build your own.
Yeah, well, the price they want for them, man, is you're crazy to pay that. Heck, you can make Finley. Use your imagination for spacers, you know, just, all it is just wire, you know, spaced apart. You ain't got to buy a window line or anything like 450 ohm or 300 ohm, heck, you can make it, you know. And I got a ton of wire laying around, I pick it up all over the place, so. Yeah, I made mine, it probably cost me less than $5.
There you go. My friend one time, he took two, he was making a 10-meter beam, so he took two high gain, either a high gain or Radio Shack 5/8 wave antennas, and you know, he put them horizontal and with a spacer in between, and boom, there's your beam.
That's a dipole, just two elements, that's just a dipole. Unless you put a reflector and director on it.
No, I think he did. Well, he had to, because you'd have to get out there manually to turn the stupid thing, just so it would work.
Yeah, I had a Chriscraft three-element tri-bander, and all the traps were junk. And I ended up cutting that up, made a 10-meter beam out of it, three-element beam. It's been hanging on my fence probably 4 years now. And then I got a hold of a guy down in Bloomfield, and he gave me a, not a Chriscraft, but one of the other main ones. Anyway, he had another tri-bender that he gave me, and I went down to Bloomfield and got it. But the elements were all messed up, man.
one was broke and he had it spliced with junk, and I had it up for a little while, and it just didn't perform very well at all, so I took it down. I had my buddy Mike go up the tower, and he got up there and strapped himself in, he unbolted, he goes, "How you want to let this thing down?" I goes, "Throw it." He looked at me, he goes, "What?" I said, "Throw it. Just throw it." So he did. Yeah, and that was definitely trash.
I bet it blew apart when I hit the ground.
Blowing everything is good. That turned out all right, but the elements just, they went everywhere. It was junk. And I just never got around to buying another one. I got a Yaesu G1000 rotator, and all I'm turning up there with that thing is a little 11 element 440 beam.
Yeah, I gotcha. It's a wonder you can't, it's a wonder that thing doesn't work, you know, on 65 centimeters. I know it's, you know, it's not totally tuned for this band, but, I mean, you would think you'd get in with it, at least try.
Well, like I said in that text last weekend, you know, I mean, if I turn my squash all the way open, I could hear I was getting into it, but not all the time. I don't know. And again, that antenna's old. I don't like the way the feed point is, so I got coax that ends up tangled up in the elements. Just the whole thing is hokey, man. So Sean and I actually talked about going in together on a lift. He's got a job he wants to get done on his tower, and mine won't take that long. I'm going to buy a new antenna, a new dual bander beam. Nothing spectacular, maybe 4 on 440, 3 on 2 meter, and see what happens there. That might help, but and that's the best I'm going to get. I'm not that concerned.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You know, now with me, you know, I'm only running an HT at home. You know, I'm going to order up another one of these radios here and have it for the base, and then just order up a diamond kind of fiberglass.
Yeah, that's all you really need. I mean, you're close enough to most of the machines down there. As long as you can get it outside, you should be all right.
Putting it up is going to be no problem. You know, I have no issue with that.
Well, someday they might get that machine up in Richmond. I don't know if that's still going to happen or not. It would be cool. But, you know, I'm at the mercy of the repeater owner, so if it happens, it happens. If it don't, no big thing. John was talking about he'd like to get a repeater up at his place. His tower's fairly tall, but there's none around Port Huron at all. You know, there's Macomb and Mayville are the two closest ones.
And Mayville is, you know, it's pretty far west from you, you know.
Yeah, pretty far west and north, quite a bit north. I've hit it, like I think I told you before, when I talked to you and Paul that one morning. I think I was on vacation, and I was coming into the Mayville, but that's when they were all linked.
Yeah, right, you know. That was, 2 years ago? Something like that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I've been licensed on this band in 2 years, but it's been a while, like last summer when I was on vacation last, so it would have been either July or August.
Somewhere around that time frame then. So, yeah, but I do remember you getting in, and you were there for about maybe, half hour or so, then it started to fizzle out with the troposphere.
That's how it goes. 1 minute you're there, and next you're not.
Like that guy that I used to talk to in the mornings during the fall time, you know, end of summer, into fall, and he'd be sitting in that parking lot there, right at the casino there in Mount Pleasant, and he'd be able to talk to him for about a half hour or so, and then he'd fizzle out.
Yeah, radio's a funny thing, man. It does some funny stuff. All right, man, well, I'm starting to get close to the rest area, Mike. I'm going to sign off, and I will catch you maybe in the morning.
All right, we will catch you later. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
All right, man, have a good night. WSBT 754.
Yabba dabba doo, it's 202.
You are all set. WRNW 329. Anybody got a copy on this radio? WRNW 329. Radio check.
WSEU 202, good evening to all.
WSAL 946, hanging around, listening in.
What's going on, Ralphie Ralph, WSEU 202.
Not
much. Kind of late for dinner, but I got a got some pea soup, pea cup on the stove there. I just love it. I hate these, but man, pea soup is the best.
Oh, I don't know about that one, man. I chumped out and had ham and grilled cheese.
So what's been happening? You know that the house over here by me that got, well, I guess the SWAT team got on them. It's all still boarded up, big time. Sides, everything, it's all boarded up.
Yeah, Roger, yeah, the one they ripped the porch all off of. Yeah, we went by there like the next day. What a mess, eh?
What the heck's been going on? You
working
your tail off, huh?
Yeah, 809 square foot jobs in, let me see, Harrison Township, I'm sorry. Did a hardwood floor all in the kitchen and all that, and now we're out in Rochester and Avon Road doing a big old job out there. Yeah, we're staying busy.
That's good. That's good. No telling what's going to happen with this, this Iran poll from, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? I don't understand why we don't get any oil from there, but the gas price is up in our country.
I give it 10 days, man. He'll turn it into Stone Age, like you said, right? Flatten that place out. Just give it a couple more.
SIA 776.
What's going on, 776?
Well, as you're sitting here listening, I've got a 10-minute comment. The reason, even though we do not get any oil from there, even though we are completely independent from them, unfortunately, our oil is on the global market as well as theirs. So when the prices go up, we also are going to suffer, because we sell our oil to other countries. If we didn't sell any oil at all, we'd probably be at 50 cents a gallon.
See there, Ralph, we learn something new every day.
Well, geez, yeah. I got another question. You know, when these things happen and the oil spikes, the price increase happens almost immediately at the gas pump.
but to come back down doesn't. It happens too fast.
Goes back to kind of what I was saying. The stock market is affected also. So we're going to suffer. And I was corrected earlier by someone that used to work in a gas station, was telling me that even though the prices are up because of the spikage and stuff, and the barrel goes up, the gas price goes up immediately, it's supply and demand. Not only that, if they went by, if you had to wait until your next oil shipment, which is what I think is the only time you should be able to increase your prices, but that's not so true, it would create such a gas war panic that nobody would ever get gas.
Well, I would really hope America could do better than that, you know, a shock and awe gas thing like that. We could do better. Price might be high, but we could do better.
Green, your turn, Scott.
Oh, I don't know, man. I just pay for this stuff, man. You know, whatever. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, man. You know, I just fill my tank up and don't worry about it, man. Whatever. Ain't no big deal to me.
Pretty much the same way. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I can't control it because I don't. You know, I don't own the market. When I own the market, then I could probably do something about it. But till then, to each his own, right?
It's all a tax write-off to me, you know. I get more back than what I put into it, basically. So, you know, I don't care.
As long as the taxman treats you right, that's all that matters.
I forget exactly what I get back for tax, you know, the credit I get, man, on taxes, on gas. I don't right now. I'd have to look it up real quick, but I ain't going to say it over here.
Okay, so I know the government used to give you 55 cents a mile, something like that. So that's pretty good, get it that way.
Oh, I think it's up in the 60s now, man, per mile.
That's pretty damn good, but if you think about it, it's still at 55 cents a mile. You know, $50 for every 100, that's not bad.
I think I get more back than what I even put in, man, to tell you the truth.
We do, most people do, you know. 9 out of 10 people do that use their vehicle a lot for traveling.
Self-employed, my brother. Self-employed. I got a lot that I write off, man, you know, for business.
Hey, can I jump in?
Go ahead, Ralph. Have at it, man.
How in the heck are you getting a tax break, being that you're a contractor, or how do you finagle that with your taxes?
Subcontractor, run a business, you know, you get, all your, you know, your clothes, your gas, your auto parts, part of your home, your bills, all that stuff, man, it's all a write-off.
Okay, so you need to be a licensed, contractor, subcontractor.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I'm LLC, yeah. We're in it all the way, man.
That's awesome. That's cool. Is Dad still around us, Scott? It hasn't hit $4, you know. Some places, maybe, but it's still, you know, reasonable, I guess.
This morning after I got these guys out the door. I at Myers over there on 10 Mile and Shaner, man, I seen $4.
$3.79 over here at the Sheets at 9 and 94. The new Sheets station is there, 94 and 9 Mile. And the Speedway next door is the same price. And it's $3.84 at the BP at Kelly at 9.
Hey, how many times have you been to Sheets? How many times have you been over there?
One time I ate there and it was terrible. I'll never go back.
Time, and I sat there for about 15 minutes waiting for someone to move. When they were done, they were still fucking around with their bullshit. Oh, sorry, excuse my French. They were still screwing around with their stuff, and they didn't move right away, so I had to sit there and wait on them. But other than that, I didn't have a bad experience. But of course, I never went in either.
Well, I just have a question. If they have alcohol-free gasoline, because I'm seeing online that they offer, but I don't know if they got it at that 9 Mile place.
I didn't notice a couple of times I was there. I'd have to say no, I didn't notice, so I couldn't say yes or no. Maybe Scott noticed. WSIA 776.
I don't know, man. I don't drink no more, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, jeez, I wasn't expecting that. WSIL 946.
You knew that was coming, didn't you?
Just sitting over here trying not to spit out the coffee I was drinking.
Top that off, I've been sitting here watching Moonshiners for the last 3 hours.
Those are some hard fellas working them stills, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they're driving around with Moonshiners forever on the back of their truck. They're on TV. That cop's always trying to get a hold of Digger and Mark, and, you know, he's got to see himself on TV, and then next week they're posting it, you know, they're showing the video. I mean, geez.
Dude, that's all Hollywood stuff, man. Come on.
I think you're too keyed up.
Hello, man. That's all Hollywood.
This is even made up.
Guys are keying up on each other, man. Ralph, you were talking, and Alex fucking keyed up with you. Couldn't think of your name. Go ahead, Ralph.
Well, no, what I was saying is that the Moonshiners and the Gold Getters and all, it's all Hollywood stuff. Come on.
Yeah, I think Parker Snowball pulled out about $25 million in gold this year, I do believe.
This punk knows Brett that I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Grandfather coddled him from the day he was born until the day he died.
Hey, I was thinking about going to ask him for a job. I started out working for Rick.
There you go. All right, fellas, I gotta go take care of some other stuff. WSIA 776, I'm out. Nice talking to you. The other guy and Scott, talk at you later.
All right, Alex, we'll talk at you, man. Have a good night, man.
All right, 776.
946 over there. Good talking, man. Have a good night.
Thank you, both of you. Also, good night.
Anywho.
Yeah, I had my neighbor cut down a not a tree and not a bush, but kind of a tall, not even an arborvitae thing, kind of, man. She was pine and bagging half the day, man, all for a 50. It's awesome.
She was bagging for what?
Nothing, man. You working tomorrow? You gotta hit it. What's tomorrow? Thursday.
I think I caught what you were saying. Yeah, that's crazy. I probably won't even finish this job this week, man. We just went in there and did all the prep today. Still got to do 14 to 16 sheets of plywood tomorrow. So we probably won't get on the material until Monday. Hey, that picture I sent you of that lathe I got, man, you think that thing can make bolts, man, or is it too cheap?
Does it have that functionality, you know, like the lead screw where you can fix the, you know, the pitch of the thread you want to put on a bolt?
I have to look at it a little bit closer and, you know, get the manual out and look at it, but I thought maybe you might know right offhand. It came with a different set of gears, you know. They're all different gears, too. They're not just replacements. I have to look at it closer.
Well, yeah, if it's got the functionality, you know, to change the pitch, you can definitely make bolts on that son of a gun. If not, you got to run or die, you know.
Yeah, Lord knows I got plenty of them.
Yeah, there's nothing better than a lathe cut thread. You know, if somebody knows what they're doing, they're just clean, and they're not, it's not all, you get in some of them bigger dyes, you can, the thread can be pretty shitty.
I remember when I was younger, man, my dad had one, he was making them, and I remember reaching up there and grabbing one and cutting my hand, fingers.
You ever work in a machine shop?
Not doing that.
Oh yeah, there's all kinds of crazy things you can make. I'd have to show you some of my little gadgets around here. You'll be over here again, I think. It's kind of, yeah. I don't know. Machinery like that, if you're gonna go off grid, you're gonna need some equipment to make things.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. My touring factories were I used to set dies for injection molding, and the last time I worked in a foundry, like, or whatever the hell you want to call it, a machine shop, I was running in presses where it had, like, the wood, and then the dies were all, the cutters were all pressed into the wood. You know, that'll tell you how long that's been.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That type of die, yeah. I don't know, for prototype work, it's got to have a piece of sheet metal, something thin, that type of die, and then have at it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, my biggest thing was these injection molding places. I would get hired in there to go set them guys up to run production parts, you know. That was my thing, you know, but I didn't laugh at that work, man. You know, punching it every day at the same time. And I was using at the time, you know, so I wasn't too reliable, you know. I'm better off doing what I'm doing. I've been doing this for 40 years, man. And I'm doing just fine, man, you know.
Hey, got ya. Got you there, bro. Oh, shit, I gotta check on my soup.
WSEU 202 clear. Sam J to Fox 661.